Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
It's time to ask the CLO, our chief love officer, Steve Harvey. Yeah. All right. Here we go with Onisha in Chesterfield. Onisha writes, I'm married to a former pastor, and he is a great man. The only problem is that he sucks in bed. He's only been with three women. He was married twice, and he never cheated. I want to spice up our sex life. Will he think less of me if I do that?
Well, speaking, if I were a former pastor,
yes,
I wouldn't be bothered by it at all. Bring it, sling it, and let's just go on and be about it.
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't think less of her, good, because that's what
in the words of George Michaels, teacher. There are things that I still have to learn. Teacher!
I knew he was going to say that.
There are things that I still have to learn.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
Boy. We had a song for everything back then. Go ahead, Shirley.
Yes, we did. All right, yeah. Next one is Perry in Fairburn. Perry writes, my wife is a size 16 now, and her sex drive is off the charts. I try to close my eyes and flash back to 5 years ago when she was a size 12. It's hard to do 16, no matter how much I love her. How do I gently encourage her to get back down to 12?
I'm going to stay out of this one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into this.
He said gently encourage, though.
Well, I don't, bro.
You don't know how to gently.
He got to get to the gym. But that 16 ain't going down no time soon. He got to get to the gym.
That's not gently, nephew.
Oh, my bad.
We got to get to the gym.
He didn't gently get to the 16. She at that 16.
He asked how to be gently.
Hey, gently.
I can say it. I used to love them 16. You already know.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. But your delivery, nephew.
Nothing's gentle.
I just know what he up against. I know what he wrestling with.
Do somebody want to explain to him?
You're him being uncle. Your nephew.
What
your
this segment is?
Ask the CLO,
the chief.
Ain't nobody ask him nothing.
Yeah.
Well, help him then.
There's a reason why I'm trying to handle it this way, fool.
All right, go ahead and help him.
I don't know if you realize it, but you have size 16 listeners.
Hey,
now, I'm going to tell you right now. Need to do is get on this page, these full-figure modeling pages. And it's some 16s that'll surprise you.
Oh, they're sexy.
Yeah.
He just don't know how to wrestle with it, dog. He trying to ask you how to wrestle with it.
Hey, Shirley, what's the next one? We're just going to go further down the dog hole with this thing. Come on.
Keywords, gently encourage. All right, Kyla in Newark is where we're going now, Steve. She says, I'm in a friends with benefits relationship with a coworker. When we go on work trips, we share a room. We play around sexually, but we've never gone all the way. I am thinking that she wants me like I want her. Should I make the first move now?
Bro, you done already made the move. Y'all share the room.
These are two women. These are two women, Steve.
Oh.
Kyla wrote it. Kyla from Newark. She's in a friends with benefits relationship. Oh. They share a room when they go on work trips. They play around sexually, but they've never gone all the way. Kyla says she's thinking that the woman wants her as much as she wants her. So should she make the first move? That's what she's asking.
Not understanding here.
It's your segment. Remember?
Yeah, it's your segment. Come on.
I have some questions.
Okay.
If you're fooling around sexually, mm-hmm. but you haven't gone all the way.
All the way.
Uh-huh. What is the internet doing? Because well, I need to
that's
know.
A bad question.
What are they doing? Mm-hmm. Are they just kissing?
Well, they fooled around sexually, so.
Yeah, that's yeah.
See,
that's
if you fooled around sexually, but you haven't gone all the way, what are we doing?
Because well, if I'm fooling around with you. What about the issue that they're coworkers, though? I mean, you know.
Coworkers.
But that doesn't seem to matter.
They didn't overlook that issue. They sharing rooms on work trips.
Yeah, they share rooms. Exactly.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if they move forward with this relationship and it goes bad, they still have to work together. You know, that's part of it, too. Yeah. That's part of the
Yeah, but it's right now it's going good. We can't wait on the next work trip.
But what are the benefits if they haven't gone all the way? They're in a friends with benefits relationship.
See, I don't understand that because I don't know what she's asking me. We fooled around sexually, but we haven't gone all the way.
Maybe there's been some touching or you say kissing, but you know.
Well, I would assume naked. If we doing that. How are they getting in the bed? They share the room, surely. Ain't nobody naked. Somebody got to take a shower.
Why do you need specifics on
I know,
that?
I'm trying to, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
this is morning radio. It's only so much we can say. Uh-huh. So what?
What's well, if advice? It's only so much you can say,
right.
Where do I come in at?
She just wants to know, should she make the first
yes,
move?
Yes, go ahead and do it.
Mm. And you're telling her that why?
Because she wants you.
Like
if she didn't want you, she wouldn't be fooling around with you.
Okay. You're thinking like a man. That's what a man.
Well, that's all I can do. Act like a lady. Think like a man. I wrote the book.
It was a movie, too. Love it.
Now, what you ask me for, go on and do it, because obviously, yes, she wants you, and she's not going to rebuff you or rebuke you, whatever you want to call it. Make your move.
Okay.
Get it
Reject.
In. Let's
Reject
go.
Reject you. Okay.
Reject you. We in here.
Okay. She's not going to do that either. Yeah. All right.
Man.
All right, so that's your advice. Go ahead and make the first move. Write us back and let us know.
They've already made the first move. Yeah. I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. All right, last one, Steve. This is from Derek in Beaumont. He says, I love to cook, so when I smoke meat on the weekends, I invite people over. I invited a new neighbor over, and my wife was nice to her, but she was very mad when the lady left. The woman is not attractive, so why was my wife tripping?
Oh my
what?
Because you invited her over. Mm-hmm. And you invited a woman over to your house and didn't tell your wife.
Mm.
Bro, that's simple.
Her wife, that's stupid. His wife was nice to the lady.
Yeah, but after she left, how'd she get over here?
All right, thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.